There's BB Shane right there.
What's up?
I like that shirt.
Thank you. I'm trying to be as loud as possible today.
I want a picture of you in that shirt. That is awesome.
That shirt is so money. You don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
I didn't even know I was getting it. It was a deal. You buy two, you get one mystery. This was the mystery.
That was a mystery shirt.
Yes, it was. I had no idea I was getting it.
That's what it should be, the mystery shirt.
From what company?
It's a company called Sunday Swagger. They sell big guy golf stuff, and I fell in love with it.
Yes.
So they sent me a mystery shirt.
And there it is.
Yeah.
And are you golfing today?
I am golfing today.
So now, is this one of those subscription services?
No, it's not. It's just like a normal storefront. And then,
So you don't get it like every 3 months?
No. But like they have deals, cool deals, like Mr. Buy One, Get One, 30% off, which is cool.
I like that. That's taking me back to my Japanese meal on Friday. I ordered two sashimi rolls. And I didn't realize the third one came free. And she said, what other sashimi roll would you like? And I said, surprise me. And she just brought me a big Philly roll. And so
the cream cheese is going bad soon.
Yeah.
You look like the adventurous type, sir. Here's some cream cheese.
Yeah.
East, man. It's a mystery.
Whatever, do what you want.
The Orient, right?
Am I right?
Yeah. Right up the way. Said, 8 hours away.
I find it a bit odd they didn't have spicy mustard, but they do have cream cheese.
They do have cream cheese. They did not have spicy mustard and made no bones about it and said, forget it. You will not get that here. We've been talking a little bit about the new Whataburger restaurant that just opened here.
To great fanfare and acclaim.
They're 4-hour waits from what we're hearing. If you go inside, you're going to wait an hour. How long would you wait for a Whataburger combo meal, Biggie?
You know me and drive-thrus.
You don't
like
that.
I still think fast food should be fast food.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait till it dies down. I have no rush to go.
30 minutes? If you have to sit in the line. Not even 30 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes max.
Yeah, I still think it should be. And I know it's not their fault. They're just overwhelmed at the moment.
If a line is to the street. If it's literally blocking that, the right-hand lane of a thoroughfare, do you get in that line for donuts, biscuits, chicken, whatever?
Not in a long time. I haven't.
No,
I wouldn't. No.
And you know how I know it's getting longer, too? Go buy a fast food like a McDonald's and notice how many spaces. It used to be just, can you pull up? Can you just pull up to a little bit more, ahead of this car and we'll bring it right out? Now, then they started designating like one spot, two spots, says drive-through waiting. Now you go by, there's 4 or 5 spots designated for drive-through waiting. There's no rush anymore to get you anything.
Well, I'll tell you this. This actually made me feel good. On the way home from our pickleball tournament the other day, we stopped at a little place called Chick-fil-A.
Are they new?
I had a kale salad. Okay. I'd already pre-made it at home.
Bring it in.
I sat with my Tupperware in the booth and waited for Diesel to order.
You're not supposed to do that.
They told me that. That woman with the gray rag told me that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was every single table and booth was taken inside. There were kids all playing in the play place. This was like 12:45 is lunch. And we got bounced that early from the pickleball tournament. We were home by 1 o'clock. Anyway, and then outside, of course, they were triple deep at their drive-through, their app, all of that kind of stuff. What do you think of Whataburger? Have you been?
I have been. I've been twice. Once in Texas, once in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a theory about these chains. The further they move away from their city of origin, the worse they get.
Right.
Oh.
Now, I had Whataburger in Texas, 7-8 years ago. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best burgers I've ever had. Then I had it in Tennessee 2 or 3 years ago. Not the same.
Not as good.
Not as good. So I got high hopes for this one. Maybe it was just a weird day.
That's but further from
that's just kind of what I've what I've noticed about these things.
A P1 named Caprice, it's interesting, says, I was in San Antonio, Texas last week. Whataburger is on every corner. I ate there 4 times. It is fantastic.
Yep.
She loves it. Can't wait to get more access to the Whataburger. All right. That'd be interesting. I would like to try it. I'd like to try that burger.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good burger.
Everybody know you ain't going to try no damn Whataburger.
I've heard good things about Whataburger.
Early, dude. You kind of backed off that. You were threatening to go today.
No, I can't today. I can't.
The next time you go to Sam's, I might think about it.
I might when I go to Sam's.
You
maybe.
Lie.
Maybe. Depends on the line. John is on the line to play Big Money Celebrity Match Game. Hello, John. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you all too.
Doing really well. Thank you. You can have A, B, C, or D here and try to match Chris Dem, Biggie, and BB Shea. Would you like A, B, C, or D, John?
Let's do A.
A it is. Listen closely. Everybody write down your best answer to this. Fill in the blank. Superman ran out of money at the poker game, so he bet his blank.
That's
Hey, think about that. Everybody write down your answer. You seen the new Superman movie?
I haven't. Oh, I heard it was really good, though.
Yeah, are you interested?
Sort of.
Superman ran out of money at the poker game, so he bet his blank.
My pen's dead.
Oh, no.
Can I get a new pen, please, BB Show?
Yes, sir.
God, he can't write anything down with the... He had a bad pen.
It just worked. I don't know what...
Boy, and BB Shay's writing a novel over here. Look at that. My God. Yeah. He just keeps on writing so he can't hand you a pen. Superman ran out of money at the poker game, so he bet his blank. We have Chris Dim finishing up because his pen was out of ink. And then we'll go to John for his answer. Here we go. Superman ran out of money at the poker game, so he bet his blank. What do you say, John?
Let's go utility belt.
Utility belt. Great answer. Let's go to Biggie.
Well, he wears this on the outside, so I said he bet his underwear.
His underwear. He does wear it on the outside. Chris Dim.
Superman doesn't wear utility belt. That's, yeah. Batman. That's Batman.
Not to go nerd out.
Oh, no, sorry.
Right.
God, that's right.
That was embarrassing for both of you.
I said it was a good answer. I thought it was.
You glommed on.
I don't know. Yeah. I glommed on. I don't know. That would be, that'd be my superhero name, Glom Man. I just glom right
the glommer.
The glommer.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to go to Whataburger. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to go see the movie.
Yeah, I might go see
Whataburger. Yeah, I'm going to see that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, utility belt.
Jeffrey Glommer.
sad. Worst show ever.
What do you say, Chris?
His Fortress of Solitude.
His Fortress of Solitude.
It's his house.
That is a good answer. Okay, BB Shay.
I put the lease to the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
That's what you were writing all
that. You get it.
John, you should have known better than that. He doesn't have a utility belt.
Golly.
Come on. Okay, hang on. We've had four-way ties at zero before. Let's see if it happens this time. Rob, you can have B, C, or D. Which would you like?
Let's go for D for Delta.
D for Delta. Okay, here we go. Greg said, I'm worried about my future. I went to Madame Fonga, the world's greatest fortune teller. She took one look at my palm and blanked. Think about it, and everybody write down the answer. Greg said, I'm worried about my future. I went to Madame Fonga, the world's greatest fortune teller. She took one look at my palm and blanked. You ever been to a fortune teller or had your palm read, baby?
Never have. No. Always wanted to, though.
There's one not too far from my house, and she has a sign out. And I don't know if it's if they take walk-ins or not. I would assume it's the polite thing to do to call.
Probably.
But she says she's a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I've done tarot cards.
I have, too. I've had my palm read. It's fun, you know.
A little Halloween-y.
It's the devil.
It does open the door for the demon.
Yeah, see.
My daughter says that. Can't leave the door open for the demon. My daughter wanted me to ask Chris Dim. She's my daughter's lifeguarding this
Yes.
summer. How many saves have you had all time? Jump in and save somebody.
Oh, I'd say just under 10.
Okay. Probably. Under 10.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's 7 years.
Yeah, that's a lot. Because, you know, as my daughter says, she refuses to get down from her perch.
That's where she feels she's best utilized.
That's right. Pointing.
Can't you swim?
Blowing.
No.
Why don't you start swimming? Jeez. Okay, Rob. Greg said, I'm worried about my future.
And goat boy, 10.
Oh, yeah, well, right. Well, that counts. That definitely counts.
That was a real save.
Oh, yeah. That was. He wasn't even on duty then. He just went and saved him.
I was half drunk.
Greg said, I'm worried about my future. I went to Madame Fonga, the world's greatest fortune teller. She took one look at my palm and blanked. What do you say, Rob?
I bet Madame Fonga fainted.
Fainted is a great answer. Biggie.
I went further. I said she died.
Died. Kristen.
Yeah, drop dead.
Baby Shay. It's
passed out.
Boom.
There's your match. Okay, Rob, you have won. You have the lead. Sorry, John, that utility bill answered it. Thank you very much for playing. Let's go to Rose. Rose, you must match one now to stay in the game. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Would you like B or C?
I'd like B, please.
B it is. Okay, listen closely. One ties it, and two gives you the lead with one player left. Fred called his wife from the U.S. Mint. He said, honey, I fell into the coin stamping machine, and now I have blank engraved on my tongue. Think about that and write down your answer. Fred called his wife from the U.S. Mint. He said, honey, I accidentally fell into the coin stamping machine, and now I have blank engraved on my tongue. We don't use coins like we used to. Hopefully you know a little something about them.
Let's throw it away.
Biggie throws away his change. If Biggie found 15 cents on the ground, he just picks it up and throws it away. Doesn't even bother him.
Or if they gave him that at a window,
through a
and change.
Throws it away. Doesn't care. Fred called his wife from the U.S. Mint. He said, "Honey, I fell into the coin stamping machine, and now I have blank engraved on my tongue." Everybody in. Rose, everyone's in. Fill in that blank. You need one to tie and two to take the lead. What do you say?
I'm going to say Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln engraved on my tongue. Biggie.
Ring the bell. Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln. Ooh. For one, Chris Dim.
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. Let's not forget her. B.B. Shea, show us your George Washington.
George Washington.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think Abe Lincoln because we're phasing out the penny.
We ain't doing it anymore.
I know. I thought George Washington
He's the one I always think of.
Abe.
Even over George.
What about like In God We Trust or an eagle or something like that?
Glom on.
Okay.
Nice try. You've already let the demon in. Nice try.
The glommer's here.
What about In God We Trust? Am I right? It's a great answer.
Mark, are you ready? We have a two-way tie at one. You can win it by getting two. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Good luck. Here we go. Tarzan ate so many bananas, he got too big for his blank. Everyone writes down the answer. You need one to tie, two to win. If you get just one, we'll have a three-way tie. Zero will go to overtime between Rob and Rose. But Mark, if you get two or more, you are a winner. Tarzan ate so many bananas, he got too big for his blank. Everybody in. I think everybody's already in. Okay. Tarzan ate so many bananas, he got too big for his blank. What do you say, Mark?
Loincloth
or banana hammock. Okay. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Biggie.
Loincloth.
If Chris Dim says loincloth, Mark will walk away the winner. Did he say it?
Loincloth.
Yes, he did. B.B.J.
Loincloth.
Look at that. A sweep. Well done by Mark. The loincloth banana hammock works. That's it. Where are you playing golf today? Your usual spot?
Same spot.
It's going to be a pretty nice day, I think.
Excited, yeah.
Wait till I see you coming this time, right? That shirt. That shirt almost made me cuss.
That's sharp. That's sharp now. I like it, too. You're not afraid to be you.
No.
I love that. Good for you.
Glommer.
Well,
we could have left it there, but you're not afraid to be you.
I love it. I hope you play well today.